This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The National Weather Service says minor flooding is forecast across parts of the Denver metro due to heavy rain. Southwest Denver, southwestern Aurora, southern Lakewood, Morrison, Red Rocks, northern Centennial, Littleton, Cherry Creek Reservoir, and Ken Carroll could see minor flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas this evening. The Boulder County District Attorney filed 118 charges against the firebombing suspect today. CPR's Haley May.
Mohammed Suleiman will face a range of charges, including attempted murder, assault, use of an incendiary device, and animal cruelty, among others, for his role in the firebombing attack on the Pearl Street Mall. The attack injured 15 people, ranging in age from 25 to 88, as well as a dog. Three people remain in the hospital. At a press conference after the court hearing, Boulder County DA Michael Doherty was asked about the suspect's immigration status.
I am absolutely committed to making sure the defendant is fully prosecuted. So obviously, making sure he remains in the country is a top priority so that he can be fully prosecuted and held fully responsible.
Suleiman will be back in court for a preliminary hearing in July. Reporting from Boulder, I'm Haley May, CPR News.
A whistleblower lawsuit alleges Governor Jared Polis ordered the Labor Department to violate state law by giving Coloradans personal information to federal immigration authorities. The suit claims Polis told employees to turn over data on dozens of people in response to an administrative order from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. One of Polis' top labor officials filed the complaint. A spokesperson for Polis defended the decision to comply. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.